Hello and welcome to Grace Heart Healing's live guided meditation number 4. My name is Tom Grace, your facilitator for this Divine Connection series, with support from Frederica and Mark. As usual, this event has been recorded and the playback will be available on the same page shortly afterwards. Again, I suggest you listen to the replay during the coming week. It will help you in expanding your journey and preparing you for the next level. So I will ask you now to become aware of a golden cord connecting from your spine or the base of your spine to the purest source vibration at the center of the earth. Just sense the vibration coming back to you from the source at the center of the earth. And then allow golden roots to travel from your feet and legs to the purest nurturing soil of the earth. Again, we'll pause a moment and just sense that nourishment and nurturing energy coming from the earth. And to prepare for the journey, I will explain . So on this, our 4th Divine Connection meditation, I will work very similar to the previous meditations. We will continue to build a strong foundation to the quantum field, a doorway to source, one of the many doorways to source. So that's like the bedrock of the source that we want to ground ourselves into and bring everything from that space, and that's a very strong key in the work that we're doing. So I will explain the steps again, just to be clear. We recommend that you close your eyes and be sitting with an erect spine, or lying down with as straight a spine as is comfortable. And then we will work with the breath, being present with the breath, and that will help to bring us into the present moment. And we will breathe in through the nose and out through the nose if possible, but if that doesn't work, you can use your mouth. And on the inhale, we will breathe in from the fill the belly first, then the chest, and on the exhale, we will release from your chest and then your belly to get the last of the air out. So as we're doing that breathing, we will be breathing out the past and concerns about the future and tensions and fears. And as we will be breathing in, then we'll be noticing space opening up inside our body, inside our head. And as we do that, then we will be moving gradually from our mind to our senses. And we will be moving to perceive through our heart and becoming aware of our source connection from the truth of our heart. So we will continue on then. As I say, we're explaining how we are going to do the journey in a while, so you can just relax for a little while. We will be moving from the world of form to a formless space, an empty space from which all creation as we know it manifests. Scientists call this the quantum field. And as we move further on the journey, we will come to a point where the human mind cannot travel any further. At this point, we are at the bridge between the physical world and the place of its source. A space that at first appears like nothing and has the potential to create everything. And at this point, we will ask our mind to wait at the bridge and hold a protective space. And we will connect again in a while. And we will continue as we did in the divine connection 1-3 meditations. We will continue to build this trust and relationship between the heart and the mind. And again, as the mind holds this protective space and is prepared to serve the consciousness of the heart and serve the consciousness of source, the mind is expanded and enriched in the process. And this, again, this is another very important key, this mind and heart relationship, the development of that. And like both help each other, the mind gets clearer and stronger and we connect to more aspects of our mind. And also then as the mind becomes stronger, we connect deeper into deeper levels of source, deeper levels of our heart connection. So each one is helping the other to help us to expand more in both of those areas. And then we will navigate from the bridge through our senses. We will gradually dissolve into the nothingness, into the ocean of pure consciousness. Again, I will facilitate and talk to you while you're in this consciousness, and my words will be coming through the consciousness to help us to explore and work ourselves to surrender more into the space. And then you will have some space, some time on to journey and spend time there on your own. And when we have journeyed there for a while, on the return, before we cross the bridge, I will ask you, like we did in meditation 3, we will turn around and face the consciousness again. And again, at this point, we will have the opportunity to connect with the next version of our newborn self from Source. I'll just repeat that again. At this point, we will have the opportunity to connect to the next version of our newborn self from Source. And this will come in the form of a spark of light or a brighter light. And I will be inviting you to embrace this light and receive it inside your chest. And it will be shining outwards and inwards at the same time. This new version of yourself is free to express in every way, and it will have the light and the consciousness to help us release outmoded past versions of ourselves. And from here then I will guide us back, and we will connect with our mind and our physical body and the world of form again. So when you're ready then, you can close your eyes with sitting or lying down with a straight spine. So I'll ask you to breathe in and out through your nose if possible, filling your belly first and then your chest. And on the exhale, emptying from your chest and finally squeezing your belly to get the last of the air out. So continue breathing in and out in this way. So as you breathe out the past and any tension or fear that you hold in your emotions, in your mind, or in your body. And as we inhale, notice empty space opening up inside our body, inside our head. Breathing in, space filling up inside, and breathing out, releasing anything we don't need, releasing past versions of ourselves that we don't need anymore, allowing them back to source. And breathing in, space expanding inside our body, inside our head, and releasing more and more on the out-breath. And all that we release has been dissolved and back into the nothingness, into source. And as we breathe in, feel the expansion inside in our body, the space opening up inside our body, inside our head, and expanding beyond our body. Again, on the out-breath, releasing what we don't need anymore. And on the in-breath, feel the space opening up beyond our body, into the room and or the space that we're in, expanding into the space or the room, filling the space we're in. And on the out-breath, releasing again, dissolving what we don't need anymore. Continue to breathe in, filling up more space. And breathing out. Releasing what we don't need anymore. Take our time, there's plenty of time. On the in-breath, expanding the space within us and filling the room and dissolving any resistance or fear. Allow it to melt into the nothingness from where it came. And we're coming to the bridge. ask our mind to hold this protective space here, and we will pause here for a moment and feel the expansion. Space opening up inside and filling the room and the space around us, and everything dissolving that we don't need anymore, and releasing any resistance to going on the next step. So now we leave our mind and we ask our mind to hold this space, and we will be back in a while. And we will navigate from our heart center. We will connect to source from the truth of our heart. And the truth of our heart will just merge us more into the field of nothingness. We're moving from the physical to the non-physical. And we continue to breathe. Be aware of our breath. Breathing out what we don't need anymore. And as we breathe in, we feel the space expanding around us and helping us to merge and dissolve more into the field. Notice the ocean of consciousness way out in front of us. Notice it with our heart, with our senses. Connect to it behind us, way out behind us. And become aware of it above us, forever and ever above us and below us. To our right, sense it way out to our right, that nothingness that has the consciousness of everything. And feel it to our left, way out to our left. Sense it way out to our left and feel the expansiveness beneath us, way down beneath us forever and ever. And above us forever and ever, and in front of us, and behind us, to our right, to our left. Sense the consciousness that we're merging in. Feel the oneness, the wholeness, the completeness of it. This consciousness that all our physical world has manifest from. This consciousness that all life has emerged from. And we are part of that consciousness. We can merge more and more with it. And dissolve ourselves into that nothingness to become the ocean of pure consciousness. become the ocean. That's way above us, to infinity forever and ever above us and below us forever. And to our right, way out forever and ever. To our left, forever and ever. Behind us, forever and ever. And below us, as we become the forever, as we merge more with the field, sense it above us again. Feel the expansiveness of it. As we merge more with it, and as our center point dissolves into the ocean now, we can swim in this ocean and become totally one with the ocean of consciousness, dissolved into the oneness of it. It's filling us, not just with on every level, as we merge more with the consciousness. I'm going to invite you to spend about 6 or 7 minutes on your own while I am quiet, and as the thoughts come up, just breathe into them and dissolve them back into the nothingness. Continue to work with your breath to merge, help you to merge more with it and sense the expansion of it above us and below us and behind us and all around us. So I'll be quiet now for a while. Just connect more to the consciousness. Sense the softness that it can bring to us. So soft, but also so strong. You can have strength and softness at the same time. Allow that thought to expand in us. It's okay to allow ourselves to connect to that soft nature of ourselves, especially when we have our mind that is going stronger, holding the space of protection. Because we have this mind that's becoming more enlightened, holding the space, we can merge more and more into that softness and surrender more. So just allow that, more of that, to expand within us, knowing we are protected. To expand in front of us, way out in front of us, behind us, above us, above us, below us, to our right and to our left. And we can merge more into this softer aspect that we can open up to now. Allow it to fill us. Gently move back towards the bridge. But again, like meditation 3, when we get just to the bridge, we will turn around and receive the gift. Of the next version of ourself. Is just born from source now, coming in the form of a spark or a light. Just born from source, coming into our chest, and we can hold that, our hands there if we wish to hold that and connect with it and feel it expanding its vibration to all the cells of our body. And all the old versions of ourselves are embraced in love and held in that heart space of love that we've grown into. They're held and brought back into the nothingness to be upgraded to join the new version of the self. now we come back to our mind and great gratitude to our mind for holding such a wonderful space. We allow it to feel the expansion of light in our mind, more clarity, more freedom of thought, more vision. And we come in touch with our emotions and see how they feel. They can be washed clear with the light we've created between that sacred marriage, between the mind and the heart. They continue to soothe our emotions and our physical body. Bit by bit, all being coming more clear, all continually. Just feel an expansion in the heart space. Notice a little more expansion in the heart space. So I'll ask you to bring your awareness now back to your physical body. Continue to keep your eyes closed and sense your physical body, how it feels. Notice your head all the way down then to the bottom of your feet, connecting to your toes. You can wiggle your toes and notice your ankles and your knees and your hips and your entire legs. Your pelvis, and from there your spine and your torso, and in the front your chest, and in the back of your chest and your shoulders, your right shoulder and arm, your left shoulder and arm. Notice your neck. And remember, go back and remember the fingers, and wiggle our fingers and feel your fingers, and then our neck and our head and our hair if we have some, and our eyes and the ears and our nose and our mouth and our tongue. Sense our tongue and the taste in our mouth. And you can open our eyes now, and as we become aware of our skin and feel it touching the surfaces, and feel the temperature of the room and notice the space we're in, back in the physical world again. And I will ask you to come back and notice, feel the little bit of the light that we've connected with our newborn self in the center of our chest. Of our newborn identity resonating from here. And again, you may want to spend a bit of time on your own to help to nurture this and get to know your newborn self. And I will ask you again to notice and become aware of the golden cord connecting from your spine or the base of your spine, connecting to the pure source vibration at the center of the earth. And allow golden roots to travel from your feet and your legs to the purest nurturing soil of the earth. Our journey now is completed for today. Thank you for joining me. It was a pleasure working with you. We will continue at the same time next week. And again, feel free to email us with any feedback, questions or suggestions. And I wish you all the best in connecting to more of your true essence.